Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A day of peace in the Middle East, celebrations in both Israel and Gaza, 20 remaining hostages held for more than 2 years, reunited with families in Israel. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
We understand that the hostages who have been released today will go to a military base where they will also meet with family there and also undergo those medical checks. And several hospital beds have been prepared at several different locations, three different locations in Tel Aviv, if those beds are needed.
Only four of the bodies of 28 hostages killed in Gaza will return today. Families demanding that their remains be located. Hundreds of Palestinians also released as part of the exchange returning to Gaza and the West Bank. President Trump credited with the U.S. peace plan, receiving accolades in both Israel and Egypt, where he signed the agreement declaring the war in Gaza is over. This is ABC News.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Midwest Farm Report, with me, Pam Yonke.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. There's an opening on the Oshkosh Common Council. Councilmember Chris Larson resigned from the council on Thursday, effective immediately. Larson explained his resignation in a Facebook post, saying he resigned as soon as he learned that the council would begin discussions this week on the possible and theoretical purchase of the city center properties where Larson operates a business. He said that to avoid any perceived conflict of interest and to be able to negotiate effectively for his business and employees, he resigned. A link to apply for the vacant seat will be posted on the city's website sometime this week. While most federal legislators went home at the beginning of the government shutdown, 6th District Congressman Glenn Grothman stayed behind at the nation's capital. Civic Media's Bob Nelson has more.
The federal lawmaker from Glen Beulah says normally they pass a continuing resolution to keep the government funded at previous levels, but there's some politics involved this time. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer faces a likely challenge from Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in a primary in New York. Congressman Grothman says Senator Schumer wants to look good for the people at home, so he's fighting passing of a continuing resolution. Meanwhile, the shutdown is affecting others.
I talked to a farmer the other day. He is supposed to get his annual payment. One of the farm support programs is supposed to be made the first week in October. He's not getting it. He's got a mortgage payment to be made. So there are all sorts of people whose lives are being disrupted.
Grothman says there will likely be movement on the shutdown when checks to military personnel come due Wednesday. For Civic Media News, I'm Bob Nelson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the National League Championship Series. Game one is tonight in Milwaukee. The first pitch at 7:08. Game two tomorrow night. Then they play games 3, 4, and 5 if needed in L.A. in a best-of-7 series to determine who goes to the World Series. NFL, the Packers held on to beat the Bengals 27-18 in Green Bay. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
A lot of these games are going down to the wire. You got to give Cincinnati a ton of credit for what they were able to do, specifically offensively the second half.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 127-121. Doc Rivers likes what he saw from Giannis and their new players.
What we have is more guys getting downhill. Scoot's getting downhill a lot. Cole is getting downhill a lot. Kuz is getting downhill a lot. And Giannis gets downhill. Last year we had Giannis. So even though we led the league in percentage, we just couldn't create enough of them.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to WISS, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some sunshine returning for your Monday afternoon with a northwest breeze developing. Highs will top out in the upper 60s. In the overnight, some scattered clouds. Lows will drop back into the low to mid 40s. On Tuesday, partly sunny skies, close to 60. Currently 62 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, farmers and the Trump tariffs. How are they faring? Will Westmoreland will join us in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matinair on Air.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Summers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, October 13th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast, everybody, from the world headquarters in downtown Madison at the intersection of State and Fairchild on a partly cloudy day here in Madison, but in our hearts, it is sunshine and fantastic. It is NLCS kickoff day. The Brewers defeated the Cubs. Moving on. They take on the evil Los Angeles Dodgers tonight at AmFam. Pregame show at 6:30 and first pitch just after 7 o'clock in Milwaukee. You can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN Racine Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. Going to be a great game. Going to kick it off with a win. We just got word, breaking news from Channel 3000 here in Madison, that Aaron Ashby will start game one tonight. Aaron Ashby on the mound, according to Channel 3000. Joining us via StreamYard, no bigger Brewer fan, the director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers, and now one of the co-producers of the great new film, No Packers, No Life, which has its world premiere on Wednesday at Waukesha and the Marcus Theater and opens up in select theaters across Wisconsin on Thursday. The one, the only, Sean Hannis. Sean, how are you?
I'm amazing, Todd. I mean, I feel like I'm in a vortex of Wisconsin sports right now.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I took my son to the Packer game yesterday. We got that win.
Nice.
We're able to watch. I can't believe, by the way, nobody had Ashby as the starter of game one of the NLCS on their bingo card.
I did not. Because I had heard that it might be Priester tonight and Freddie Peralta tomorrow.
I will say this. It sounds like a bullpen game to me.
Right.
But that's okay. We've actually played pretty well in bullpen games. So.
And how about the Miz coming on especially Saturday, getting four more innings out of him? Incredible, right?
I actually think he could be. I think we could see Miz three times in this series in the same role, and that's devastating. Right. I mean, that's an incredible weapon for us to have coming out of the bullpen. It's going to be such an incredible series. And it's funny, Todd. I live like 9 minutes from Dodger Stadium in Pasadena.
Do you really?
But I'm here, man.
Have you got have you got tickets for any of 3, 4, or 5 games in L.A.?
Well, not yet, because I'm here for the premiere of No Packers, No Life Wednesday, and I don't get back till Friday night, but I'm going to game 1 and game 2 here.
Fantastic. Before we move on to Packers, our very own Terry Barr, watching on YouTube, says, here's some news you could use. Speaking of just a bit outside, she says, I believe Mr. Robin Yount is throwing out the first pitch tonight at AmFam. I know Sean, you and Kelly interviewed Robin as part of the Just a Bit Outside film.
Robin is such an incredible person. Yeah, we did. He was our first interview for Just a Bit Outside. We went and Robin's such a gracious human being, and his wife Michelle, they invited us into their home for that interview. I don't know for those of you who remember, that was actually shot in his house. And he's become I'm probably overstating it to be say a friend, but he's a wonderful man, and he's the all-time brewer. He's exactly who should be throwing out the first pitch tonight. That's such good news.
Quick reminder, Just a Bit Outside, still available on Apple TV, Amazon Prime, Roku Channel, and now on Tubi. So check it out, of course, on DVD via Amazon Prime as well. All right, let's move on to the new film, No Packers, No Life, world premiere at the Waukesha Theater, Marcus Theater in Waukesha, I should say, and 5:30. Are any tickets still available, handful still available online, or only via this giveaway?
We have about a dozen left for the world premiere VIP screening Wednesday night. It's at the Marcus Majestic, as you said, in Waukesha. Yeah. And it's the VIP reception starts at 5:30. We're gonna have these great Packer players joining us. We've got Amon Green, Antonio Freeman, George Kuntz. I just yesterday met the youngest member of the Japanese Packers cheering team from Tokyo at the Packer game. He'll be there. We have the youngest and oldest members of the Japanese Packers cheering team who obviously are featured in this film, No Packers, No Life. So it's going to be an amazing event. Todd, I know you're going to be there. We're so excited. The film is so fun. It's funny and it's so full of joy. I think everybody's going to dig it.
Well, I hope everybody can see it. Again, go to nopackersnolife.com, snatch up one of those tickets. Yeah, $100, but part of that proceeds goes to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin. Great organization. So thank you, Sean, for your philanthropy, and you and the rest of the filmmakers on that. And you can go to the Marcus Theater website to buy tickets in the Southeast Wisconsin, I believe Madison, Green Bay, and La Crosse, at least initially, to see this film starting this Thursday, correct?
Thursday night, we're having a Q&A at the North Shore in Mequon, near Milwaukee. That's 2/3 sold out. Mason Crosby is going to be there virtually. And then Friday, we're doing a Q&A in Green Bay with the filmmakers. And then Saturday, we're doing a big Q&A in Madison.
Wow.
At the Point Cinema, which, again, I think we're going to – I hope we have sellouts all around. People are really – really, I'm so heartened to hear that people are enthusiastic about this movie, as enthusiastic as they were for Just a Bit Outside.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us the 1 minute, 90 second synopsis of this film, No Packers, No Life.
Okay. There's a Milwaukee businessman named Ty Morse. He travels to Japan all the time. He's been there 100 times. On one of his visits a few years ago, he was on that big crossing, Shibuya in Tokyo, where, millions of people go through a day. And he sees a person in a Packer jersey. He'd never seen anybody in Tokyo with a Packer jersey on. And he goes up to him and he says, "Go Pack, go." And the guy goes, "Go Pack, go." And he says, "Go Pack, go." And he goes, "Go Pack, go." He takes Ty to the karaoke bar where everybody in this room of the karaoke bar is in Packers jerseys. Like Reggie White and Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, like all of these people from Packer history. And he doesn't speak that much Japanese. The Japanese people don't speak much English. And so they communicated by saying, "Donald." And the other people would say, "Driver." They talked for like 15 minutes, exchanging Packers throughout history. This is the most fanatical group of Packers fans that maybe exists. They get together every week to watch the games at like 5 a.m. And then every offseason, they watch their favorite games from the last season. So he meets them, and then he decides with his buddies in Green Bay to fly them over for their first game at Lambeau.
Wow.
And most of them had never been in the United States. Imagine your first destination being Green Bay, Wisconsin. And this is the movie. It's about sharing cultures and the joy and the friendships that evolve. And really, it's about watching the kind of expression of these super fans from Tokyo, honestly, feeling like they've gone to heaven.
Yeah.
So it's a really wonderful story. It's so joyful. I can't wait for people to see this movie.
Ty was on the show on Friday. Thank you for helping set that up. It was great having him here and to hear that in first person. He'll be on the show hopefully with you on Wednesday when we do our show live for the world premiere on Wednesday. So here we go. The filmmakers, including Sean, have been so gracious. They're going to give away a pair of these VIP world premiere tickets. Caveat. You must be able to go at least get there by 6 because the reception starts at 5:30, a film slightly around 7 o'clock. So as long as you can go this Wednesday, I'm going to give you a trivia question. Call in, and the first person with the right answer wins, all right? This weekend, the Green Bay Packers brought in a new kicker, Lucas Haviskett. I'm not sure how you say it. Haviskett. He made field goals of 43 and 39 yards. Afterwards, he told our own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, what job he's been trying to get in Cleveland up until this week. What is the job that he was trying to get before he got called up by the Packers? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you're not watching on the stream, you're missing something because Sean has a great Packers, like, Marvel comic mug. I don't know what it is. It's fantastic.
It's like a Hulk fist with the Green Bay logo.
What is the job that the new kicker for the Packers, Lucas Haviskett, was trying to get before he got called up? 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Troy in Mount Horeb, listening on WMDX. Troy, what is the job that this new Packer kicker was trying to get before he got called up by the Packers this weekend?
He was a substitute teacher.
That is correct. Troy, right. Congratulations. You've been listening.
You hesitated for a second. It scared me.
Well, I was waiting for Zomers to do the Family Feud ding. No, you're at clearly you listened to the station because, that was what you had to know and hear Mike Clemens asking him. And, he was trying to get a job as a substitute teacher last week, and he got called up by the Packers and he ends up kicking two field goals at Lambeau Field. How about that, Sean?
Todd, I'm impressed. I didn't know that. I was at the game yesterday. I saw this new kicker, and I'm like, well, at least he made them. Right. That's incredible. Right. Oh, I'm glad you're coming, Todd. Come and say hi.
We were thinking the same thing in the stands.
Right. Well, Troy, you could go on Wednesday, I assume?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Zomers will take your information off the air, and we'll get you that information. Sean, I cannot wait for this film. Again, tell people where they can get tickets for both the premiere and the actual release.
Well, the premiere, again, is this Wednesday with all those great Packer legends and some of the members of the Japanese Packers cheering team. You can find those tickets on nopackersnolife.com. We've got, I think, just a bit over a dozen left for sale. And then you can start seeing the movie this Friday. It's actually not really that limited, Todd. It's all over the state of Wisconsin and Kearney, Illinois. Yeah, okay, we're cool. We open in 18 theaters.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right.
Yeah. No, Marcus Theaters is amazing. They believe in this film just like they believe in Just a Bit Outside. So you can go to the Marcus Theaters website, or you can also go to No Packers, No Life, and we have links to where you can buy tickets. Just, we hope everybody can get out there. It's a lot of fun.
I do too, and I thank you guys for helping produce this film, for the distribution, because just the trailer alone gave me goosebumps. And if we ever need a time to just come together as a state right now, and whether it's the Brewers or the Packers, those are the things that do. And again, this lens of looking through things that we love through somebody from a different culture, different country, I think that's extraordinary.
It really is. And again, when I saw this film at the Wisconsin Film Festival in April, I was like, oh my gosh, the feeling that you get, the people that were there loved it so much. They're still talking about that screening. So that's why we wanted to bring it to all like fans around the state, because it's just so much fun to be had watching this film and watching these folks.
Yeah, it's a good time had by all. Congratulations to you, the filmmakers, the rest of the producers. We can't wait to see you down in Waukesha on Wednesday as we do our show there live. Appreciate your time so much, Sean. I know you're a busy guy, but thank you for doing this.
Always, Todd. Can't wait to see you on Wednesday.
Looking forward to it, and go right. Crew tonight.
Woo!
Let's go, Bears.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate you. Sean Hannish, everybody, one of the producers for the new film, No Packers, No Life. We'll come back, do a little What's Worse with you, and talk more Packers and Brewers and news. Oh, my. It's the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to WISS.FM and click events. You're welcome.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Zommers on the board. That's Aaron Zommers on this Monday, October 13th. I have not heard that song in a long time.
I haven't either. But you know, you got to through the different, got to go through the doctor-related songs.
Exactly. There's a point to this. I'm going to tell you in a second. Let me try to guess, because it reminds me of an old high school dance. Did that song come out in, I'm going to say, 1988. Oh,
very close.
Oh, I almost said, because that's the year I graduated high school, and so I should have said 88. Yeah, I knew it was late 80s. I should have gone with my gut. You understand?
You gotta go with the gut.
Yeah, reminds me of the old dances in RCHS, which I did not go to a lot of, but. Listen to the music, right? That song, I'm not sure if that was allowed to be played on WRCO back in the day.
Maybe, too risque? Or?
Well, just too hard.
Gotcha.
Too hard, too driving. Maybe at like late night Dave Turk on the board. Like because honest to God, back in those days, there were some like 45s and albums that said do not play before 10 p.m.
Nice. I mean, we kind of have some stuff like that here, like stuff for Pete Schwab's show that's a little bit too spicy for 6 a.m.
6 a.m., yeah, spicy. Pete Schwab, by the way, you can hear him every night from 6 until 8. He's spicy, he's informative, he's funny. give him a tune in tonight from 6 until 8. Pete Schwabba and Nightlight right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, 24 minutes now past 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can go with this or you can go with that. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing in way, no prize money involved. Just your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. This is very, very good. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says, and Zomer's played that song there, Bad Medicine. All right, because people get in it. We are the cusp of the cold and flu season. You understand? So today's What's Worse, in-person visit or telemedicine? What's worse, an in-person doctor visit or telemedicine? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, an in-person doctor visit or a telemedicine visit? In other words, you go to the, basically like a Zoom call. You see your doctor on a Zoom.
Very expensive Zoom call.
Right, because you don't get much. Sometimes you get a little discount, but not a lot. So what's worse? Going to the doctor in person, an in-person visit, or telemedicine? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today. Go to your Apple, your Android device. Go to your search bar there for your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up. Cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. What's worse, an in-person doctor visit or telemedicine? 855-752-4842. Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison. Kurt, in-person visit or telemedicine? What's worse?
Given my experience, it's telemedicine. I get my care through the VA.
Oh, nice.
And the triage nurse convinced me to do the tele. She says, oh, it's really great. And so I get the call and I get the doctor. I don't know what country he was from, but I didn't understand a single word he was saying to me.
And that can be very difficult in person, right? Let alone trying to understand someone, over telemedicine. Yeah.
Yeah, but with face-to-face, you usually can get someone else involved. What do you do when you're on the call?
Right. Right. Yeah, it's, first of all, thanks for your service, Kurt. Appreciate that. But yeah, that's one of the obstacles, right? With these telemedical visits. If you have a bad connection or whatever, and maybe people speak a different first language, which is fine. But then to say what I can't, you don't want to be rude. So yeah, that can be difficult. What's worse, an in-person visit or telemedicine? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. PJ, watching on the stream via YouTube, says, I'd rather see a doctor in person over Zoom. All right. Another vote for what's worse, telemedicine. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, in-person doc visit or telemedicine? John, watching on YouTube, says, this is vastly a different question if a doctor was replaced with a stripper, or so I'm told. I've never known that to happen. Have you?
No.
No, that seems odd.
I don't know what to... Yeah, that you have an in-person odd. Or a televisit.
That seems very odd.
All right. I'm sure those would be a very different experience.
I should pre-read those before I just jump right in. What's worse, in-person visit or telemedicine, Zomers?
You know, I think I am going to go with the majority on this one and say telemedicine is worse, just because I feel like it's easy to forget things and the bad connection can be rough. It's important that telemedicine exists for people who can't readily get in. But I'd rather go in person.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for it. You said maybe somebody doesn't have a ride or whatever. It's tough to get there.
Also difficult to get vaccinated through the screen.
Well, yes, if you need a vaccine, you're going to have to go in. Or I guess if you need like a medication refilled and you gotta like, you know, see the doctor. But no, I want a hands-on visit. That's what I'm looking for. What are the doctor? I mean, look at my actual throat. Look at my ears. You know, tell them you can't see that stuff over the.
No, you cannot.
Over the telemedicine. All right, there you go. Another edition of What's Worse. Come on back. I have a surprise for you regarding no Packers, no life. So don't go anywhere. Farm news is next with the Midwest Farm Report. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on WISS.
Working for a better future in the dairy industry is the goal of the National Dairy Council. And as part of this goal, they have recently introduced a new school breakfast program. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and Audrey Donahoe, a dairy farmer from New York, who is also the chairwoman of the National Dairy Council, is here to give a look into their Smart Swaps program.
So we saw the need of these kids eating more breakfast. We want them back in the cafeteria. We want to make sure that they're eating and enjoying their breakfast. So this whole program is, of course, kid tested and kid approved. And it's a nation program, but it's available all through the schools in the United States when we go back to those state programs that can implement this. So, yeah, you know, and what we're looking forward to is these kids need to eat more. They need to be in there for breakfast. It's as important as any other meal of the day. And it also includes a lot of dairy products when we created this program. So that's very exciting for us.
Audrey Donahoe, the chairwoman of the National Dairy Council. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those closing markets right after this.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Get ready, Wisconsin. 10 days packed with discovery, fun, and excitement are coming your way. It's the Wisconsin Science Festival, October 16th through the 26th. With over 200 unique events in more than 50 counties, you'll find something for everyone, kids, families, and lifelong learners. This year's theme, rock and roll. Dive into the music, motion, and geology with interactive events. Don't miss the fun. Visit wiscifest.org to find events near you.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at those closing markets. It looks like they have a case of the Mondays with cash and new crop corn down 2 1/4 at 4.10 3/4, although cash and new crop soybeans are up a penny at 10.07 3/4. December wheat is down 1 3/4 at 4.96 3/4. Taking a look at classroom milk, they're moving downwards with November contracts down 9 cents at 16.12 a hundredweight, and December contracts down 13 cents at 16.29 a hundredweight. 40-pound blocks of cheese are seeing 3 cent losses at 167, with butter up 1.5 at 162. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on WISS, Oshkosh and Appleton.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some sunshine returning for your Monday afternoon with a northwest breeze developing. Highs will top out in the upper 60s. In the overnight, some scattered clouds. Lows will drop back into the low to mid 40s. On Tuesday, partly sunny skies, close to 60. Right now, it's 64.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down till we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from HBO's Task, I welcome Jamie McShane and comedian and host of the WGN Morning Show, Mike Toomey. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Zomers on the board. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, October 13th, 2025. Kickoff to the National League Championship Series for the Milwaukee Brewers. Going to talk a little bit more about that in this half hour. A couple of news headlines as well. But first of all, just buttoning up our last segment. Today's What's Worse category, having to do with the doctor. What's worse, in-person visit or telemedicine? On the line, Ron, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Ron, by the way, do you know there's a brand new signal, not just 540 AM, now we have 100.3 FM. Did you know that, Ron?
Yeah, I've been experimenting with it. It works pretty well in some parts of the city, but not others.
Yeah,
when you can bring it in, it's better.
It's mainly for the downtown part of Milwaukee. That's kind of the near west side, and then you got 540 for the rest of it. So yeah, it doesn't have a far reach, but it's important because the 540 just wasn't coming in very well downtown. So I think this is going to boost us up. But just, you know, now there's two great ways to listen to WAUK. All right, back to the matter at hand, Ron. In-person visit or telemedicine? What's worse?
Well, you know, I'm Mr. The devil's in the details, as always.
Sure.
I could tell you that both have their advantages and disadvantages, and it depends a lot on the individual circumstances. I mean, if you're a senior, you might not understand on your own how to run a Zoom session, you know, right, get onto a Zoom session. And you may be easily distracted. I mean, or you know, other people are timid and don't like facing a doctor in person and what that implies. I would say on the whole, I'd much rather go see him in person because it might save a visit. You know, like if he says, oh, that you've got a pain here, let me feel your abdomen. Is that, you know, right. They haven't reached that yet. And I doubt that they will for a long time. In which case that just adds another layer of waiting. You know, a Zoom call just says, well, go to your doctor.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I would much rather, I have nothing against seeing a doctor over video. Much worse though, an AI doctor, you know, that would be kind of scary.
Oh my gosh. No way. You know, no freaking way.
And you gotta be suspicious. People have to be suspicious now, even though the medical community itself, I think, is rather relatively responsible,
right,
among our institutions.
No, there's no way I'm going to AI doctor. And by the way, Ron, thank you for the call. Thank you for your listenership. We're mixing stories here, but it brings up, and I'm not criticizing the reporter. I'm criticizing why this headline got in yesterday's Wisconsin State Journal in the sports section yesterday. I brought this in. Here's the headline. Squad tops foe punches NLCS ticket. Let me read that again. The headline is squad tops foe punches NLCS ticket. And so I tweeted at the State Journal. I said, serious question. Did AI write this headline? Because they're not nicknamed. There's no Brewer nickname that has to do with squad. They're either the Brewers, the Crew, the Brew Crew. Pat Murphy's called them Woodpeckers, the Kids, the Average Joes. So you could have said Joe's top foe or Crew tops foe. My favorite, Pecker's top foe. But no, they say squad tops foe punches NLCS ticket. So that's where we are, this goofy AI. I'm completely against it. Look, I'm experimenting with AI. I've been pushed into this by friends. But I get it. So the only way that I'm trying to experiment a little bit with AI is say, okay, I read all these stories to come to you guys every day. Could an AI program aggregate? In other words, look at the things I'm already looking at and choose the stories that I would normally choose or bring to my attention. So I'm using it like as off air to do research. But the day that, and it's not here at all, but I'm just saying I'm not going to participate in AI creating content. Not happening. Not on my watch. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you want to weigh in on what's worse, either a doctor visit live or telemedicine or AI doctors or AI journalism. Let's go to Gary in beautiful Sussex on WAUK. Gary, thanks for calling. Doctor visit in person or telemedicine, what's worse?
Well, if you went there for to have your prostate examined, I guess AI would be a little harder over the internet.
I don't think you could have that done, Gary. There are like Apple devices where you can do something like that over the internet, but I don't believe an in-person visit.
All right. On a serious note,
yes,
I'd rather go to the doctor in person and kind of get a feel for things that way,
right,
and have them check, you know, whatever they check, and then
right,
do blood work and stuff like that. Because, you know, when I go for my, I'm 73, so I go for my annual, basically all he does is talk to me and ask me how I feel. He doesn't
right,
really do anything. And then for the prostate, they just take a blood test for your PSA numbers.
Right, exactly.
And they give you like 30 different, results for your blood work to see if it is high, your blood sugar or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah, I'd rather go to the doctor.
Thanks.
Sure,
so. I appreciate it, Gary. Stay healthy. Gary makes a serious point. Go get your annual exams. Go get your annual exams. That's really important. We didn't play this cut earlier, Zombers. This is from the Packers, the new kicker, Lucas Haverzik. I think that's how you say it. Lucas Haverzik, who was in Cleveland, not playing for a team until this week when the Packers called him up. He kicked a 43-yarder and 39-yarder. Here's what he told Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, and others after the game.
Beats me. I was just going to look, so I was probably doing substitute teaching again, try to get my credentials in Cleveland if they needed any, so yeah.
Did you have?
Strange to you, Lucas, or
it's of course strange, but I try to do my best to adapt to the situation. I've had a lot of workouts in the NFL, had a red eye last year to Buffalo, ended up getting signed, so I don't know. I'm a little fried mentally, I guess. I don't know. But it's just, I treat it as this is just your job and be prepared as best as possible and just be ready for a sudden change, I guess. So
that's Lucas Haverzik, Packers' new kicker, at least for now. How about that? I mean, those are the kind of stories I love in sports. You know, just your average person and gets called up and then he's looking for substitute teacher work and then all of a sudden he's kicking field goals at Lambeau Field. That's
yeah,
great. That's great.
That it is.
That's absolutely fantastic. All right, who else? Are people calling for the thing or we got something else?
We got what's worse here, Cam and Appleton.
All right, Cam, very quickly, got to move on, though. What's worse, seeing a doctor in person or a televisit?
Doctor in person for the state. I would not trust any doctors in the state from the experiences I've had. Also, it's not possible to use AI to detect AI in other content, so that's a problem that
you don't
wait.
You don't trust any doctors in the state of Wisconsin?
No, I actually still see my doctors all the way in Minnesota because
now, come
of the experiences
on.
I've had here. No, seriously.
That's ridiculous.
You are a hack.
That's all right. Enough. That's just how about Dr. Kristen Lyerly, our great doctor, our great OBGYN that comes. I have great doctors. There are all kinds of great doctors in Wisconsin. That's completely ridiculous. All right, we're moving on. I want to get to a couple of news headlines here. They're going to have a surprise for you. Because as Bob Barker used to say, and now Drew Carey does on The Price is Right, it's not just hole in one, it's hole in two. In other words, we got two more tickets to VIP premiere of No Packers, No Life in Waukesha on Wednesday. If you can go on Wednesday, stay tuned. Because coming up, we're going to give you one more chance to win VIP tickets to No Packers, No Life. So stay tuned for that. A couple of other news headlines. This is one, again, I think that we are all well served to remember. And as Jane and I were talking kind of off the air, and we talked about this other place, Jane, Matt, and Aaron and I, and I've talked about with Pat Kreitlow as well, mornings of Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. There's so much happening and so much going on. It's like, how do you choose, right? So I think it's just important to know this exists and know this is going on, the ramifications of the government shutdown. Remember, Republicans control both houses of Congress, the presidency, and for all intent and purposes, the U.S. Supreme Court. And yet we're in day 13 of a government shutdown. Payday is Wednesday, speaking of the 15th. All kinds of active duty military, others who are not going to get paid, federal employees. Here's a story from television in Austin, Texas. This comes to us from Harker Heights, Texas. This is a real situation. There's video of it. This is not AI. This is not generated. It's a real report out of Texas of what's happening to our active duty military people.
As I take a step aside here, there is quite a bit of military members and their families in line because of this government shutdown. We're in day 9 of it, and they're here for a food pantry. There's all sorts of food that is available, and I spoke with some military member spouses, and I spoke with some department heads here at the ASYMCA on why this is so important. What's the difference in the amount of people that you've seen from today to previously?
So when we first started coming, there definitely wasn't this amount of people. It was a lot, but it wasn't this amount to where it wrapped around the building. But lately it has been a lot. Like, we were here last week and we were in line for like 2 hours.
In a normal week, we usually run out of food about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Last week we ran out of food about 10:30.
How about that? These are men and women who are wearing the uniform of the United States of America, who put it on to defend us every day, working for us in the United States military. And yet they are being forced to go to food pantry lines and food lines within the United States of America. And we're not foreign countries, not where they're being deployed to, within the U.S. border. I don't think that's what a lot of people signed up for and voted for in last year's presidential and congressional elections. I happen to believe it doesn't matter what political side you're on, that most of us, the vast majority, 95% plus, would agree that we should be treating the men and women who put on the uniform of the United States of America, our military, with honor and respect, and make sure they're cared for. Make sure that they and their families have food to eat, shelter. Make sure they have medical services. And the fact that in the United States of America today, that there are active duty military people standing in food lines because of this shutdown, and I would add on there parenthetically, I think they are vastly underpaid, period. I think they deserve a pay increase. I think that's just good information to have as we move forward. And I think it's sick. There's no reason that our active duty military people should be standing in food lines because our government isn't taking care of them. We are on day 13 of this shutdown, and there's no end in sight. Come on back, a little surprise for you on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday. Monday's always a good day for surprises. And we're going to end with a little more Brewers pep rally. So don't go anywhere. Fun straight ahead. It's the Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tom Lamal Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a weather update. And then a sports update with a great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Talk about a guy who's burning the candle at three ends, if it's possible. Mike Clemens, he's going back and forth between Milwaukee for the NLD and now NLCS and the Packer game, covering Badgers. We'll try to get to Badgers yet today. If not, we'll do it tomorrow, that atrocious Badger game. And then after that, Maggie Dawn, another edition of the great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, coming up from 4 until 6, followed by a great edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 6 until 8 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, our friends at No Packers, No Life, this great new film world premiere on Wednesday, have given us two more tickets, final two tickets. All right, so you got one more chance to win here. The caveat is you must be able to go at least a part of the reception, starts at 5:30 to 6:30, and then the film at 7. So as long as you can get to Waukesha by 6:15 or so at least, at the Marcus Majestic Theater in Waukesha, you get two tickets to the world premiere. Both, they're valued at $100 a piece. Two tickets to No Packers, No Life, this great film of Tokyo Packer fans making it to the Mecca of Green Bay. Former Packers are going to be there, including Antonio Freeman, George Kuntz, Amon Green, and others. You got the filmmakers are there, free food and drink all included. So here we go. The Packers, the Green Bay Packers. Because some people said my first question was too hard. So we'll just make this easy. Green Bay Packers have won 13 world championships. 13. So we will take the 13th caller. Simply call us. We're going to go in order. And the person who gets in the 13th call gets two free tickets to No Packers, No Life. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Be the 13th caller, and you get two free tickets to No Packers, No Life.
And it's not like you can only call once. If you call once, right, and you're caller number three, hang up and call back in.
Right.
You could end up being 13.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I feel like we're going to run out of time.
We might. So, yeah, call in. Call in.
All right, just hang on. We're going to let the phone lines light up. Hang on. We're going to let the phone lines light up. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. All right, let's take them in order. Let's go quickly. All right, first person on the air. Let's go. Here we go. All right, you are caller number one. Please call back. All right, very good. Here we go. You are caller number two. Please call back. Hello, you are caller number three. Please call back. You are caller number four. Please call back. You are caller number five. Please call back. Keep calling for these free tickets to just to No Packers, No Life. Caller number six. There we go. Caller number six. Caller number seven. Thank you. Call back. Caller number eight. Thank you very much. Caller number nine. Caller number 10. Thanks for calling. Caller number 11. Thank you for calling. Caller number 12. Thank you for calling. All right. Next caller. Here we go. Hello, who am I talking to?
Hey, is this Brett?
Brett, where are you calling from?
Brown Deer, baby.
From Brown Deer, Brett and Brown Deer. Can you go on Wednesday night?
Absolutely.
You are our number 13 lucky caller. You are going to No Packers, No Life to the VIP premiere, Brett. Hey, thanks for playing along. Really appreciate it. Thanks for your listenership. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. Zombers will get the information. We'll send you two free tickets for Wednesday's VIP premiere to No Packers, No Life. All right. Thank you very much, Brett. We'll see you Wednesday.
Great.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, how about thank you for everybody that played? I told Zombers, I said, are we going to get 13? The phone lines are still lit up. So yeah, that was great, everybody.
You never know. Everyone waited a little bit because they want to be caller number 13.
Right,
caller
exactly.
Number one. And then it just started bing, ding, 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 ding.
And we couldn't, it was just the phone lines kept lighting up. So that's great. We appreciate all those calls. We appreciate the listenership. Going to do more of this in the future. So be listening every day. You never know when we might have some fun here on the All Ball Show. That was great. Appreciate that, everybody. Thanks to the producers, Sean Hannish in particular, No Packers, No Life. It premieres at the Majestic Theater, Marcus Majestic in Waukesha on Wednesday. We'll be there Wednesday to do the show live. All kinds of great interviews. And then if you want to be there, a limited number of tickets left. You can buy them at nopackersnolife.com or at the Marcus Theater site for several theaters in Wisconsin starting on Thursday. Not going to want to miss this spectacular film. Great show today. Many thanks to Jane Matinair. Many thanks to Sean Hannish as well for being on the show. And boy, folks, tune in tonight on several of our stations for the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 1, taking on our Milwaukee Brewers Game Time pregame show at 6:30. First pitch just after 7 o'clock on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. Going to want to tune in early. The Brewers hopefully get things going early, folks. And, boy, I cannot wait. Zomers, how about you?
Oh, yeah. The story has just been so thrilling to watch so far.
Yeah, it really has. Another chapter in Brewers Lure written tonight. Brewer fever. Catch it. We can do this. The power of the brew, the power of Uke, magic of Uke. power of friendship. That's what I was looking for. All right, I'm excited. You understand? Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Great way to kick off the week. We'll be back tomorrow with another great show and hopefully talk about another Brewers win. Talk about Fickell as well at Wisconsin. That's not so happy. And also talk a little bit about the news as well. All right, for Zomers, I'm Allball. For everybody, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. And go, Brewers, go!
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A full day of emotions across Israel as families reunited with 20 surviving hostages held for more than 2 years in Gaza after the Hamas October 7th attacks. The mother of Bar Cooperstein receiving a phone call before his transfer by Hamas to the Red Cross. But other families are still waiting. Just four bodies of the 28 hostages killed were returned today. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Hostage Square in Tel Aviv.
They came together, the whole hostage and family movement, and they're still here, still active, still lobbying for the remains of the deceased hostages to be returned. They're upset that only four of the bodies will have been released by the end of today, accusing Hamas of reneging on the deal.
President Trump spoke to Israeli lawmakers and then traveled to Egypt for a summit with Arab, Muslim, and European leaders, signing the peace plan that includes, he says, disarming Hamas and rebuilding Gaza. This is ABC News.